And I really like that, because do you have a message that you want to get? And there's certain things you say that you don't want to screw the wording up, particularly if you're dealing with important business things where you want to say it exactly correctly and cover all the things that you want to cover. So having notes, very good idea. Maybe just a one-line thing so you can. And what I, when I prepare for a presentation, I put down, I say, well, I want to talk about my education, so I put down the education. I want to talk about my hobbies, so I put down hobbies. And then after I get finished, I think, what should I do first? Okay, I want to thank them. Okay, so I start with thank you. And then I get my ideas out first, and then I go back and I put them in order the way I want them to be. And then I have a piece of paper, and I just go to 1, 2, 3, and so on and so forth. If the hardest talks in the world are the ones that are short, like what you guys are doing right here, these are very tough, because you know, if you're going to be freaked out in the first minute, let's say, and you're doing a 2-minute talk, then it's half of the talk. So that is not a good thing. If you're going to do it for the whole day, you know, well, you get over a minute, and it's, nobody's going to remember. It's no big deal. But you got to remember, being nervous is part of it. That is the nature of the beast. So it's not to be, you know, there is nobody ever going to do any kind of a good talk that is totally relaxed. It is impossible. So if you're nervous, you got a good chance of being a great speaker. That's the first thing to remember that. Okay. One thing, people, they want to know you're a person. You know, when you give a presentation, they want to know you're a person. So they want to know things about you, like, you know, you play golf, you know, you're born in Sweden, or whatever it is. They want to know that. So, you know, as in this environment, that's perfect, because I'm sure people are interested to know about each other in this instance. But also, even in a business situation, you know, you could start off and say just a few things about me personally. I don't like to say too much about myself when I get started. You know, I used to say, my name is John Mitchell. I got a degree in physics and electrical engineering. I got an MBA. I got, you know, all this kind of stuff. And then, you know, I'm thinking, like, you know, my name is John E. Mitchell for years. That was my name. John E. period Mitchell. Now it's not. My name is John now. I don't go by John E. because that's a little pompous, isn't it? And degrees and all that stuff, it's more important that maybe you guys will give me a chance. That's what I want to come across as. More like, hey, listen, I got a Harley, I got my van, I'm sleeping in my van out there. You know, I'm a human being. I'm a person. And that's, we want to project that. We're not machines here. So that's good, you know, to let people know about our personalities. And I know Matt was saying, you know, he's got 3 sons and, you know, that kind of stuff. It's kind of interesting. In this environment, I don't know if I was talking to customers, you know, if I'd want to get into that maybe right out of the chute. But, you know, once you get going, then maybe, you know, you might say, oh, by the way, just so you know a little about who I am. But I like the idea of having a list. Like, if you look on the last page in this book, there's some stuff about who I am. If you want to look at it, it's there. But I'm not going to, you know, spend too much time talking about that. Yeah, you did. Good job. Good job. That's very good. Just kind of a self-effacing, you know, not too overbearing and all that sort of thing. Just very, very nice. Well, I thought you guys did a great job, really terrific. A couple more things about how to start, and from my own personal experience. If you ever have to do a presentation where there is a huge number of people, one of the things that I've found is generally you might be sitting in the audience, and frequently they make you sit in the back, which I don't like. But if, let's say I'm going to be the next speaker, and I'm looking at my watch, and I'm supposed to be on at, let's say, 1:45, and I know I'm next. Somebody's up there. I'm sitting back here in the audience. Everybody in the whole audience is watching the guy who's giving a talk. Well, what I like to do is I like to stand up. And I like to just, I want to make sure I don't pass out when I stand up. Because sometimes if you stand up fast and you're nervous and all those kind of things can happen. I don't want to wet my pants or anything like that either. That's, I'm talking about Joe over here, right? Yeah. So
so you call for the piss boy.
Excuse me. I will stand up, and I'll just kind of walk up to the front. Now, I can't imagine how difficult it must be for Magnus, you know, brought up his whole life in Sweden, and, you know, not having English as his primary language. And I just can imagine, my God, you know, you got everybody's got the wheel of doom going on. But imagine if you're trying to think of, oh my God, can I speak to him in Swedish? But anyhow, so then the presenter is up here in the front, and he's giving his talk. So all I'm doing is, as he's talking, and if it's the bigger room, nobody's ever going to notice you. And I just kind of walk up, and I start looking at the audience. I personally feel a lot better if I can see the audience before I get started. What is more difficult for me is if I have to walk up in the front or something, or come in from outside, I come up like this and I turn around. Whoa! It's like a little freaky when that happens. So I like the idea of coming up gradually up to the side. Now, if you're involved in doing a presentation, sometimes you can say, look, I want a table up here in the front, and I want to sit up here. That's easier. I've noticed it's easier for me if they have a speaker's table and everybody's sitting at the speaker's table looking down at the audience.